We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Pastor William Becton. How are you?
Man, I'm blessed, Doc. It is good reconnecting with you again. The listeners don't know. We've been laughing and cutting up, reminiscent of me being back in the area from back in the day.
Hey, for real. For real. And as I said, you know, you're one of the first persons that I've ever interviewed on the gospel side, and I really, really enjoyed that interview back in the day. And I know I'm going to enjoy it tonight just talking to you.
Man, it's good reconnecting. It's good coming back and getting back to what I love and have been anointed to do, and all the wonderful people, just seeing that God still has preserved us and kept us doing what we do best.
That's right. William, how did being encouraged change your life?
In so many ways, man. I wouldn't say change. I would say changing, you know, because it's constant. It keeps changing my life.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I had no idea that first record, broken record, was going to go across the world as it did. And obviously the song that propelled it across the world was Be Encouraged. And, you know, we wrote that record from every aspect of brokenness. And before you know it, that song had just crossed lines, and no one knew that, you know, it crossed genre lines, and no one knew that it would still be some 20 years later as current as it was when we did it, you know. So it was amazing. It is still amazing, man. And when I say changing, every tragic event, every major issue that happens, you know, in our culture, and in my life personally, because since we talked last, I've had some, you know, multiple traumatic events occur. I've had to live every one of those lyrics that I wrote during that time, you know. So it is an amazing thing that the Holy Ghost just dropped through me, and I'm so thankful to God for it.
A song like Be Encouraged, that's a song that was recorded many years ago. You put it on today, and it still resonates, and it sounds like a brand new record, and it still hit hearts. Why and how does something like that happen?
I take no credit for it. You know, it has to do with connecting to, and I say this when I teach, I say this preaching, and when I do music workshops, to pastors and other ministry gifts who handle the word spoken and handle the word in psalm. We have to constantly connect to the well of God, because from the well of God springs life. And we don't really understand the prophetic. I say that a lot. You know, we look at the prophetic as to what's to come. But when you understand the prophetic, you understand the now of God. And the now of God really means that God is outside of time. So then if God is outside of time and he speaks a word to you, that word is for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's not subject to time. It's not subject to style. It's not subject to season. That is a word for your life. And so what God revealed to me then, it was for my life when I was in my mother's womb. It was for my life when I was growing up. It was for my life in my adolescence. It was for my life when we recorded Being Encouraged. It is for my life right now. And so we've got to connect and stay connected to the well of God so that we'll get timeless messages, timeless words, and timeless creative expression.
Let's talk about Broken, because now it's a trilogy.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, someone asked me that not too long ago, and I said, I'm a concept artist. I have always likened myself to a concept artist. And so I will always, because I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher, you know, of the gospel. So in my music, there's going to resonate revelations. I try to stay away from cliche things and writing and fads. You know, when I do a record, it has everything to do with a concept, a certain sound for that concept. And when you look at artists, you know, like Walter Hawkins, for example, Walter Hawkins wrote Love Alive 1, Love Alive 2, Love Alive 3, Love Alive 4, 5, 6. he wrote other records, but he constantly wrote a Love Alive record because Love Alive was a concept and a revelation that the Lord gave him. And some tremendous music came through that concept. Broken is the same for me. Broken, that word broken is not a, it doesn't mean down and out, but it means there are some up and in people that are broken too. They're, broken simply means not functioning properly. It also means tame, calm, and subdued. And if you're going to worship God, you worship arrives once you reach a place of being completely broken of yourself where you know you need 100% God.
Thank you. Stand on your feet.
Yeah.
Let's talk Man. About that. Let's talk about that. William Becton is back. Let's talk about Thank You.
Well, Thank You. Thank You is was the first single that I tested out on this Broken 3 record a few years back. I came out and I put the single out, and I wanted to let everybody know where I've been, you know. And it is a blessing, and it is also a curse for me. And what I'm going to say is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because over the years, people have likened my music gifting sort of an apostle of music, you know, an apostolic anointing. And sometimes I get this from people that say, well, you know, you're ahead of your time. Be encouraged, it was a little ahead of his time. You're ahead of your time. And I used to get that a lot from PDs and radio stations. Oh, it's ahead of his time. It's ahead of his time. And I used to hate that, man, because I just said, you know, I want to just play the music. Don't tell me I'm ahead of my time, you know.
Yeah.
It almost sounds, you know, condescending because it's almost like, oh, it's good, but it's too ahead of where we are. It's scared of people. But what I did, Thank You, you know, true to my form, it was a little ahead of where the sound was at gospel music at the time. You know, when we did it about 4 years ago, I tested it out. And it is just a sum total of all the experiences that I'm writing about in this broken record now. Because I started writing this record I recorded it in 2005. And then I relocated from D.C. to Charlotte to pastor. And I thought I was going to have 2,000 members 2 months after I started pastoring. Not so. And so I had to end up teaching in excess of 200 times a year. So I had to put the music totally down. So some years later, the Lord says, pick this back up. And I'm like, okay, now I've got so many other experiences that occurred in my life that I'm living these lyrics through. Now, again, I said prophetically because they were given to me before I lived through them. And Thank You simply says, good God Almighty, Becton, you ain't that smart. You know, God gave you this a while ago. You lived through all these lyrics, and you should have lost your mind. You should have been 6 feet under. But God is blessed, and so that's why we did that song, Thank You. And I think it's finding its time right now. About 4 years after I did the single.
Wow. So what can we expect on the new EP?
Well, the single that we've just released, Sing Unto the Lord, is a powerful, in my opinion, statement to where we are in gospel music. Again, I'm going back to that statement about understanding the prophetic. And when you really understand it, you understand that what is, was, and what was really is. And so Sing Unto the Lord is an old school, there's a lot of old school elements in it, and people affectionately call me Mr. Old School these days. You know, I used to be Mr. Urban Contemporary, but now they call me Old School. So I just embraced that title and ran with it. But this song it embodies a fresh new concept of production. It's a big arrangement. It's a return to classic song structure. Prodigious and bodacious sounds, musical sounds, but it embodies old school elements in it. So I don't want to give it away, but when you listen to it for the first 10 seconds, it will sound extremely familiar, but it is a new form and a refreshing form of praise and worship that we are releasing into the gospel music airways. It is the lead single for the project Broken, and this Broken project is a worship project that brings that speaks of coming through the broken spirit. See, once you complete a broken spirit experience, it's time to celebrate. It's time to sing a new song. You can't sing the same old songs when you've really been delivered and really come through.
Singing to the Lord a new song. That's yes, scripturally. Sir. That's scripturally based. Is that how all your music is scripturally based?
Yes, they all stem from some revelatory aspect of scripture. You know, I cannot get away from that because I am a pastor, I'm a teacher. So I cannot write songs that are loose lyrically, that have no scriptural basis, or they are sort of, how can I say it? It was interesting because when I did this, one of the iconic figures in gospel music, Jeffrey LaValle, who has a long history with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, he reviewed the EP, about six songs of the record, and I was blown away at his comments. His comments were, and I'm quoting him, this music is not five and dime music. It's not your 7-Eleven, you know, type of song.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that there's a lot of thought that goes into the creation of a record, you know, because when you do timeless music, you want people to be able to pick up your music 10 years, 15 years down the line, and it still be relevant and not trendy and not, a successful experience for a time, but you want people for generations to follow to be able to listen to your music and gain some sense of relevance from the illumination of the word and also from the musical creation of it.
How difficult, if it is difficult, is it to be a pastor and a recording artist?
For me, you know, it's hand in glove or hand in pocket because when you think the Bible says that He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints and the edified of the body of Christ. And so these ministry gifts are given to the church. But when you read that passage in Ephesians, it's very descriptive. It tells why. So we all come into the unity of the faith. And so it speaks of that ministry gift being a teaching ministry gift. And so forth. When you look at pastor in the Greek, it's a hyphenated word, pastor, teacher. So in my music, I'm giving revelation. I'm teaching, you know, in my music, you know, in revelatory form. When I minister to the people, I'm feeding the people of God, teaching the people of God, because the church technically is supposed to be a teaching institution. One of its traits is that it is a teaching institution. It's not an entertainment facility, but it is where we come to get perfected. So I see those things as going, you know, as being hand in pocket. David was king, but he was also a great psalmist.
As a Stellar Award winner, let's go back just a little bit. How did it feel winning a couple of Stellar Awards?
It spoiled me, you know. I was humbled, but it spoiled me. When you have that kind of success initially, I'm probably the number one football fan of all time, you know. And some years ago, William Beckett and friends, we used to do praise and worship for Christian Athletes United for Spiritual Empowerment. It was a organization that Reggie White started, that Randall Cunningham, Charlie Ward, Allen Houston, Monty Williams, they were all a part of. And so we would see them periodically throughout the year because we would do praise and worship for them. And I was always wanted to talk to them about their careers because I'm just sports buff. Mm-hmm. They always want to talk about ministry, but I always want to talk about what I saw them do on the court or on the field. But I'm reminded, you know, and I'm saying all that to say, one of the iconic figures in athletics, one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game was Dan Marino. And in his first year, he went to the Super Bowl. He didn't win, but in his first year, he went. And all of the sports analysts were saying, well, he's going to win two or three Super Bowls. You know, he's going to have this illustrious career. Well, he had an illustrious career, but he never made it back to the Super Bowl again. And you never factor into the equation when you have quick success or fast success. You think it's always going to be this way, but not so. I started out and I won the two Stellar Awards the first year, and I haven't won any since. So
uh-huh.
I say that to say, you know, you treasure what God has done, and you have to approach every day and every experience like it's your last and treasure it.
Definitely. As we wrap things up, where are you social media-wise? Where can folks connect with you? Where can they find your music?
Well, the single is going to be released on August 19th.
August, yeah.
And it is blowing up on social media. I am William Vector .jr on Facebook. William Vector and Friends on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My website is www.williambecton.org, and that's www.williambecton.org. I'm looking forward to the Lord putting us back in a place where we can minister to his people, because the reality is that there are people who have gone through divorce, separation, who are hanging on life with a wing and a prayer. And I've been gone for 13 years, and I believe strongly that the Lord brought me back for a time such as this, that we can, through our broken experiences and through the things that have caused us to be submitted and humbled to God, that we can sing to him a new song, a song of thanksgiving, a song of praise, a song of a joyful expression. And we're so poised to be able to bring that to the people of God in this season.
It is our guest, William Be Encouraged Becton, singing unto the Lord a new song. William, it has been a pleasure, man. I have enjoyed it. I had definitely.
Yes, and listen, this is an inside joke. I ain't getting back on those skates no more, man.
Leave those skates alone, William. It's my friend, William Becton. William, thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you, sir.
William Becton.